Boom, 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 boom. Welcome to episode 26 of the Dunk Dynasty Podcast. Four playoffs, we are here, and another day of the playoffs, another day of games. We are back in action. How is everyone doing, fellas? How are you guys doing? I know it was an Anzac day for us, so day off from work, able to kind of park up a little bit and check out the games in full. How are you guys feeling? How are you guys doing? Start off with you, Trey, my fellow North Islanders. How are things going for you, man?
Oh, good, good. Anzac Day. Got to give you a minute of silence for the people that fought for our country. Yeah, and then went over to Hamilton. Went to the big red shop, Sydney Tools. Had a look in there and got lost. I guess it's been all day in there. How about yourself?
Yeah, good old family stuff. So that was a bit fun, but definitely got to check out some of the games, which is good. Heat Celtics, especially, I think, delivered, which we obviously will talk about. But yeah, no, definitely got to park up a little bit, which is always what you want on a day off, Jed. How about you, man? Rugby training, was it? On your day
yeah,
off?
Yeah, wow. Midday training as well. Missed the whole Thunder game, which I was absolutely gutted about, but got to witch the Heat win. One thing I did notice today, though, you guys went 0-2 in your picks. I only went 50%. Hopefully you guys didn't have any money on the games. Did you?
I actually did quite all right, guys. Live bet the Miami Heat. So that was really good. That saved my day. If I didn't live bet them, it would have been a tough loss, but it's good. Thank you to the Miami Heat for carrying out their W, covering the line, which is good.
Before you ask Ethan how his day was, I actually asked him before the game started. I was like, oh, who are you picking today? He said Heat and Thunder. So give this man his dues.
Hey, congratulations, man. Congratulations on picking those on the podcast where everyone could hear you. Oh, wait, you didn't. So if we don't have evidence, it's not true.
Well, unfortunately, it's not how it works. I chose it. That means I get the points. Sorry to tell you.
Lucky we're not keeping a tally, eh?
Yeah, well, we'll start keeping the tally now, I think, so we can start, you know, holding people accountable to their losses, particularly me and Trey, because me and Trey have picked the exact same, so it's quite easy to know that we've lost a lot, you know?
We need to flip it up a bit.
Yeah, we definitely got to do better. But real quick, also, as promised, as I have talked about for the last 2 weeks over and over and over again, if you've been listening to all the episodes, I said it, the first ever giveaway was on its way. The first ever giveaway is now officially here. We are giving away an NBA jersey via a draw. The jersey you win is completely up to you, which will be any jersey of your choice from the official NBA store up to $150. That's important to remember, $150. And we even take care of the shipping. So here are the terms and conditions. If you go to Dunk Dynasty Podcast on any of our social media platforms, that's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you like the post or like the video, whatever I'll put up, that will get you one entry. You tag a friend, one entry for every friend that you tag. You share the post. It'll be two entries into the draw. And the entry period into the draw ends on Monday, 6th of May at 6 p.m., which is the last day that any game in the first round could be held. And the draw and winner will be announced on our Wednesday, 8 May episode. So make sure you like, tag your friends, and share the post to get yourself in the draw to win. And the key thing to remember, you must be following the Dunk Dynasty Podcast to win. So even if you tag your friends, remember to tell them they have got to be following Dunk Dynasty Podcast to be in the draw to win. So with that being said, fellas, make sure you tell your family, your friends, your colleagues, get themselves into the draw because they could be getting a special edition NBA jersey. Any jersey you want, up to $150. So spread the word, spread the news. And now, let's kick into gear. So, game one of the day, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. I think a lot of people, this is one of the series, especially in the East, where we've seen it over and over. Four out of the last 5 years, we've seen it. In the conference finals, we've seen it. And now, the Boston Celtics seize home court advantage, allow the Miami Heat to come into Boston, take the W, 111-101. Shaq predicted it. He said 10 points. Made some money off Charles Barkley. How did everyone else pick it? How did everyone else view it? We'll start off with you, Ethan, since you did pick the Heat.
Well, Boston relied too heavily on Jason Tatum, and when Tatum doesn't perform, they try to go to Brown or Porzingis, and Porzingis played like dog. Jaylen Brown is useless, and Tatum is even more useless, and so you just
Brown,
can't.
Brown had a good
Nah,
game.
look, I'm not gonna take it. I'm not gonna take it. Brown's meant to be
He had
good.
33
You're allowed to
points.
have one good game out of seven, but I just you can't rule out the Heat, man. And I just think Boston just got a little bit too confident in their own court because what did they finish? Only losing four home games or something like that.
37-4
Yeah,
at home,
so they
man.
just got they got too confident in their own home court, and so they just thought they're just gonna roll over the Heat. Miami showed up with that dog mentality that they've got, and they just and Tyler Herro. You know, showed what he's capable of, and showed what Jaylen Brown should be doing out there. And Jaylen Brown's useless. So I just hate Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and that's just the way it is.
How is Jaylen Brown useless? He was their best player today.
By
Yeah, but you
far.
know what? He's meant to be one of their best players, if not the best player in that team. I don't know why Tatum gets so much love. Jaylen Brown's the best player 41 games of the season every year. I don't know why he's the. I hate Boston.
That's
Fair enough.
interesting.
Yeah.
Give me Larry Bird.
Interesting
From
breakdown.
Boston.
Interesting. It's a very interesting breakdown there. Big difference for the, excuse me, big difference for the Miami Heat from game one, 100%. Wow. They came out to play. They came out to play from the very beginning. I think Tyler Herro set the tone a lot. I think what was his name? Chris Haynes said that he was talking to Tyler Herro before the game. Tyler Herro said that Jimmy Butler shot him a text and told him to be aggressive. And then when Chris Haynes was saying it, Tyler Herro was like, being aggressive doesn't mean just being aggressive as a scorer. Being aggressive also means going out there and facilitating for your teammates. What I say about James Harden, if you are aggressive as a scorer, it will open up your game as a facilitator. And Tyler Herro did that, bro. 24 points, 13 assists. Brother was the dude, showing that I was a little bit surprised. I thought that Jrue Holiday's defense was going to be able to get in his grill, make it tough for him. It was tough for him, but he showed up to the party. 24 and 13, bro. Tyler Herro is showing that he's that guy, which he's going to need to be the rest of the series with no Jimmy Butler.
The Miami Heat, what the Lakers think they are. They don't duck no smoke.
Yeah, like we gotta remember, we're saying all this stuff, but I still think this is gonna be a comfortable series win for the Celtics. This is just a little road bump. But it's insane that they how the Miami Heat came out. 23 three-pointers, shot over 50%, and Bam absolutely killed them with mid-ranges. Absolutely cooked them inside. So yeah, it was just all round great game. Just multiple players stepping up. Tyler Herro, as you said, 24, and you said 13 assists, but I think he had 14 plus 21 plus minus. Yeah, just overall players out there delivering.
Good to see Tyler Herro get a good game under his belt. He's struggled like in the playing games and especially the first game from with shooting, but he got six threes today, so might be feeling himself, and hopefully continues it for the rest of the series. Is Jimmy
And
planning to be back?
nah, Jimmy Butler's not gonna be the whole series, man. He's the knee's cooked.
Then also, Bam's defense on Porzingis was way better this game than what it was last game as well. Porzingis couldn't get any open shots as much, and he looked way more mobile, as if he was actually wanted to play, which was I thought was positive for Miami as well.
I thought the difference was the Miami Heat were willing to switch more. Like they were willing to switch onto, they weren't scared of the switch onto Kristaps Porzingis. So like it wasn't just Bam. Tyler Herro was getting switched onto Porzingis. And Eric Spoelstra essentially was daring him to say, go on then, show us. Show us your post game. Show us. Because Kristaps Porzingis, when he gets the ball in the post, it's never looking to bump, 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 get himself a hook shot, bump, 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 get himself a turnaround layup, something like that. It's always turn around to shoot jumpers. And Spoelstra was like, okay, show me then. Shoot the ball over us and show me you can make it. Couldn't make anything early on. They were physical with him. Jovic, what's his name? Yeah, Nikola Jovic was physical with him. They were making it a difficult thing for him because they've got that action. Throw it to the nail. Post up for Porzingis, and people either double, he can kick it out to shooters, or he turns right for that easy jumper. He couldn't hit the jumper, and Spoelstra was daring him to post up, refused to post up, and it was just shut down. Like it was nothing was happening for him. And you saw that period where he was gone for just, I think, over 10 minutes in the game. And that's when they started to, we're looking a little bit better because instead of using Porzingis in the action of having him at the nail at the free throw line, they switched in and had Tatum instead. Tatum turns around, attacks, gets two dunks. Draws a double, kicks it out for a three to, I think it was Jrue Holiday or Derek White. Bro, Porzingis, he's going to have to be aggressive, which they still should win the series. He should make the adjustments, and I think they should be able to. Yeah, they, I don't think they'll lose the series. It's just a little hiccup, a shocker that you need to tell you, hey, you can lose the series if you play around with your food.
Yeah, I thought they were quite good when they started to drive it inside. With 3-4 minutes left, I still thought the Celtics were going to be the team that were in control. Interesting that you said about Jovic. He started off so poor in the first half as well. Those few dusty turnovers kind of looked like the game was going to get away from the Heat. But they stayed resilient, they stayed in it, and they won. It's going to be an interesting series, but they're going to need to be at this level every night just to be able to compete to win these games.
But that's what the Miami Heat are about, though. They playoff time, man, they come to play. So,
but the way that they had to scramble to defend, man, that's it's a very tough way to play for thing. I know it's Heat culture, they can do it, but that's a lot of scramble defense that they had to play. But Jovic as well. Jovic had the weirdest first quarter I've ever seen in my entire life. How'd you hit like 2-3 threes and you turn the ball over 3 times as well? Like, bro, come on. Which makes sense. They don't really have another ball handler with no Jimmy Butler. It's a lot on Tyler Herro. So a lot of other guys are having to be makeshift. But it's a weird one. I don't know if the Heat can put out this effort for 3 more times to win 3 more games. That's a lot to ask. And even with all that sort of great play, great scrambling that they did, they won by 10, but it's like, I don't know if that's a 10.
In the Garden, though.
Win.
In the Garden.
Yeah.
It's a tough place to win.
Yeah, it's a tough place to win. It's a tough place to win, 100%. But, man, I don't know. That way that they played, hitting, bro, how'd you go from hitting 12 for 37 to hitting, what, 23 threes? Bro, that's, the Celtics were daring the guys who they thought couldn't shoot to shoot. Jaime Jaquez daring these guys to shoot. And that's the thing, right? If you dare guys to shoot, at some point, these guys are NBA players. They'll make the shots. And I think they made the shots today. Do I think they'll make the shots 3 more times? Probably not.
At the end of the day, the Celtics are so good that they shouldn't have to use a strategy like that to win these games. Like, that's point blank. They shouldn't have to dare players to shoot. They shouldn't have to sag. They should just be the one dominating, playing their tempo, and just running them out of the game. It's kind of strange that that's what they went for. And it did cost them. I don't think they needed to gamble as much as they did. They could have won this game just simply by trying to play their own style.
I'd love to see them improve offensively, though. Holy, like, yeah, the Heat were very willing, because I think what the Celtics game is built off, we've always said this, it's the 3-point line, that they want to shoot threes, they want to make threes, and once they hit threes, start making threes to open up the court for them to get inside the paint. Because the Heat was switching, and not only switching, in situations where they didn't switch, they were scrambling quickly to run 3-point shooters off the line. I think that was a big game changer, because now you're not allowing these guys to get into rhythm 3-point shooting early on. It was a great, bro, that's what Eric Spoelstra is. He's, what, the best coach in the NBA, top three best coaches in the NBA. Incredible, incredible strategy there. But Jaylen Brown, though, bro, the guy was cooking. And actually, ESPN, stop fucking lying about stats. Stop making shit up. Fucking saying that Tyler Herro was 2 of 14. Like, he was contesting, when he was contesting Boston Celtics, guys, they were 2 of 14. No, they weren't. Jaylen Brown was cooking him so bad. I will post it to our TikTok channel. I'll be freaking making sure you guys know. Jaylen Brown was cooking Tyler Herro. Don't even try to lie about it, ESPN.
Yeah, and they did that one yesterday with Doncic as well, lying about those stats as well. I was like, come on now.
That's lies. Bro, these guys are excellent. We didn't watch the game. Jaylen Brown was literally getting the ball and driving it Tyler Herro, shooting over Tyler Herro. What's his name? Jrue Holiday posted up Tyler Herro. Tyler Herro was the matchup they were trying to get. So I don't know why. 2 of 14, try fucking 10 or 14, maybe. That's probably true. But Jaylen Brown, I don't know why you didn't go to him a little bit more in that fourth quarter. Obviously, you know, Tatum come back in. So Tatum was getting his rhythm back a little bit. He was attacking the basket well. But I would have liked to see a healthy dose of just Jaylen Brown and Tatum. I don't think they really had to, you know, I don't know why there was a lot of some 3-point shooting in there. I rather would have just been, we're dominating them on the inside. We found the matchups that we like. Let's keep going inside until they can stop us. But just another game. It's just a little bump in the road for Boston.
How long until Terry Rozier's back for Miami?
Ooh, forgot about him.
I'm actually unsure. We will need to check on that one. But he's back.
Because he'd make a difference as well to Miami's offense and another ball handler. I think you mentioned it earlier. And take a bit of pressure off Tyler Harrow as well. And I think allow him to play his game a bit more in the series. Yeah, I don't think Miami would win the series at all. But and you say there with Jaylen Brown and Tatum taking more of a role, I think they do need to take more of a role as being the one and the two rather than having Drew and Porzingis and Derek White and Horford and stuff kind of fitting in a bit. Like, just be more selfish. It is the playoffs and just back the sheer ability. I know Brown had a good game, but just back his ability. You know, why can't he have 50? You know, just back his ability and just get the buckets, because end of the day, you're not going to be having those other players relying on them in the finals. It's all going to be Brown and Tatum.
How much better would it be if Derek White was on a different playoff team right now? I feel like he delivers so much for the Celtics. It would just be nice to see him elevate one of these other teams that isn't just as stacked as the Celtics are.
You know? We could say that for a lot of their team, like Drew Holiday, Al Horford. If you make them another team, they could elevate those teams easily.
Derek White's the guy for me that I think that he could make a huge difference. He could... The Lakers would... I don't know if he'd fit that well there, but like...
I'd love to see Derek White on the Suns instead of Grayson Allen.
There we go. Derek White on the Suns or Derek White on Philly?
Oh, give me Derek White on Philly instead of Kyle Lowry.
Imagine Derek White on the Nuggets, Jokic feeding him. Good three-point shooter.
Man. The main shout-out I got to give is to Michael Jordan reincarnated. He done it last year in the playoffs against the Heat. Against the Celtics, and he's doing it again now. So shout-out to Caleb Martin, the guy who only plays well when he plays the Celtics in the playoffs. So shout-out, my guy. Much love. Mashallah, brother. But anyway, moving on to game two, the Pelicans and the Thunder. The Thunder defend home court again as the number one seed and go up 2-0 in that series. This time, much more convincing performance. I think nearly won by almost 30 points. Actually, if not 31 points. Great stuff, man. I couldn't care less. Jed, what's your thoughts?
I think it was a great sign, taking care of the game early, being dominant, sticking with it right to the end. A lot of players from the Thunder play pretty good. It's pretty clear that Shea is looking to deliver these playoffs, and Chet played a great game. Game one, he had 5 blocks. Today, he had 2 blocks, 23 points. I think the signs are there that this team's chemistry is gonna hold up for the playoffs. And you know, it's only 2 games at home that they've won. The series is far from over, but taking care of those first 2 games, I think it's a really good sign and something to be excited about going forward. Game 3 is going to be the big one. If they can go on with the mindset nil all and steal that first one at home, that they should clean this series up pretty early. But overall, good signs, but it's still early doors.
I think the Thunder look really, really good, really controlled, moving around the court well, switching as well, and they're defending well. I just think the Pelicans need to start hitting shots. I don't know what it is when they get into the playoffs, but they just, for some reason, can't make a shot. Is it because Zion's not on the floor? What is the reason? CJ McCollum is probably in the worst spell of his life at the moment. I don't know why. I would just like to see some players hit some shots from the Pelicans and then put a bit of pressure on the Thunder, because I think Thunder are still young. And I think if you can put a bit of pressure on them and actually, you know, start making your shots, defensive pressure, all those types of things, that actually the Thunder could be in a bit of trouble. But they're not going to lose this series. The Pelicans, they don't look very good without Zion.
The one thing that people forget about the Thunder is they're a really good defensive team. And although they've got a lot of young players on their team, like players like Cason Wallace can step up on defense. Like, example, bloody game one, he was defending CJ on the final shot, tips the ball loose, forces CJ. CJ got a nice shot off in the end, but still made it difficult for him. He's stepping up. Lou Dort, absolutely great defender. Chet is a big, tall body who loves to block shots inside. Keeps people out of the paint sometimes. Jalen Williams, long arms. Shea, he's just great on-ball defender. Gets a few steals here and there. Like, they're a good defensive team across the board. They've got so much depth, so much good defenders, and they're very versatile. That's one thing that people forget about this team.
Yeah, but I didn't think they were going to win by 30 today. Bit of a Thunder hater. I'm like, Jetta's with Donovan Mitchell, you know, don't really like them, but shit, is this, can the Thunder carry it on? We'll see. But Pelicans definitely need to play better.
Pelicans, hey, tell us how you really feel.
Pelicans lost the game in the first quarter, bro. That game, come on, man. That, you guys were going to count that game was lost in the first quarter. Game was done in the first quarter. If I'm the Pelicans, bro, that's why I say this loss doesn't really mean anything because the game was done in the first quarter. That's why all losses are not made the same. If they had lost a buzzer beater like the Lakers, I'd be, oh, man, they played their hearts out. They played
the best game. They did lose. They did lose one of those games.
They
the
didn't
first
lose a
game.
They, that was not a heart. Come on, bro. They had a shot to win at the end. Lakers didn't have anything. It was a buzzer beater. No, that's not the same. All losses are not made the
it's
same.
It's not plus, the same, but it's in the same category.
How?
All losses created.
How? This so was what, a game. There... How was it the same? Did the Lakers have an opportunity to tie the game?
No,
did the Lakers have an opportunity to tie the game? Yes or no?
You're saying not all
did the
games
Lakers have an opportunity
to tie
the game? Yes or no?
No. Did they have an opportunity to
exactly,
defend?
So it's not the same. And that was a game two.
Your point is not all games are created the same. I'm saying the Pelicans had a game there that they could snatch a wave victory against the Thunder, and they didn't win it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm comparing it to. A one possession game.
In a game one. That was a game two. Bro, this is just completely different. They're not the same scenario.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on. As I said before, the Pelicans need to make some shots. But Brandon Ingram shot 10 times today. Their best player on the team shot the ball 10 times. What are they doing? What is he doing? Is he meant to be the best player on the team right now? What's going on?
He'll find his rhythm, man. He'll find his rhythm. He found his rhythm in the second half. In the first half, he was too perimeter-oriented, in my opinion. I think he was trying to beat Lu Dort, trying to beat these guys off the dribble too much with too many dribble moves. And then second half, when he finally got the ball in the mid-post, instead of having to work so hard just to get off the dribble, when he went into the mid-post, he was able to use the size more, be more physical. Jamal Crawford, Reggie Miller both said it on the broadcast. If he just gets into that mid-post, use your size, be physical, be a bully. Go to work, man. We don't need to see all this flashy dribble, 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 dribble to get to your shot. Get in mid-post, make it nice and easy for yourself. And he did, because first half he had 4 points, finished the game with 18. So he was scoring much better in the second half. If they can take that momentum, if he can take that momentum to game two, which is what I thought he was going to do from the beginning of game two, sorry. If he can take that momentum from the second half of game two into game three, and defensively they can just be a little bit more sound, and especially if they get second chance opportunities, please convert. If you can convert, minimize your turnovers as well. You are well in the series. The series is not gone. There's other series there that you're like, oh, okay, it's gone. This series is definitely not gone. They just need to shore up a few things. They'll be back. I think they will win both games in New Orleans. That's my prediction.
Interesting. I think there's more worrying signs than positive signs for the Pelicans.
Yeah, exactly. They have no
bench. And also, like, the fact that they got out-rebounded by the Thunder is alarming. That's probably... Like, you need big games from Nurkic. I said... Oh, not Nurkic, from Valanciunas. This is what I said coming into this game. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's close, but for the Pelicans to have a chance, Valanciunas has to have an outrageously good rebounding game. Because that's the way you're going to beat the Thunder. That is their weakness. Everyone knows it's their weakness. You just have to latch onto it, out-rebound them, and make the most of those second-chance opportunities. But, yeah, they didn't do that today. They did it well in Game 1. Wasn't enough. But let's see Game 3. Series is far from over, but I think after these first two games, I'll give the edge to the Thunder by a decent margin.
We shall see. We shall see. We shall see come game three. I think this is hopefully the extra day that they get, because coming from playing two playing games and having to go into a game one, it was a little bit difficult with only one day rest. They've done well, but I think they can do a lot better. And I think the extra day will help them get back to New Orleans, get back, get your home cooking done, sleep in your own beds, get to work. Come on, New Orleans. I'm backing you, even without Zion, I believe. So we shall see how they go. But yeah, that's the game twos for today, at least. But looking ahead to tomorrow, we've got the other, the first batch of game threes actually coming to you. The first one being the Cavs and the Magic. This is the first one now in Orlando. I think first playoff game in Orlando in a long time. Maybe about, when's the last time we had them? In the 10s, probably, to be fair. I don't think they've had a playoff one in the 2020s. So looking at that Cavs-Magic game, who is your pick? I picked the Cleveland Cavs. Oh, no, sorry. No. Game three, I had the Orlando Magic tying it up, but I've got Cleveland winning game four.
Okay, so firstly, it's not going to be tying it up. It'll be 2-1.
Oh, sorry, 2-1. Yeah, that's the one.
Secondly, it will be the Magic taking this one out in game three for sure.
I'm going Magic as well.
I'm going Cavs.
You know what? I'm going to change it. I'm actually going to go to Cavs instead. Let's go 3-0. Let's go 3-0. Fuck it. Let's go 3-0.
But you guys have been wrong together, so why don't you guys separate?
Separate from me.
I don't know. I'd rather go. Let's go for 3-0. Let's go for 3-0. Let's go for 3-0. Okay. Yeah, let's go for 3-0. Sixers, Knicks. I've got the 76ers, and I got the 76ers big time. The fluky shit in New York is done. The 76ers win that one for me.
I've got the Knicks. Can Tyrese Maxey keep it up is the real question. You know what Joel Embiid is going to do? They can contain Joel Embiid while he's sore. I've got Knicks.
Yeah, I've got the Philadelphia 76ers, but I think there's going to be a big momentum shift late in the third quarter or early in the fourth that will bring them home. If they don't get that, then Knicks will win it, but I've got Philly winning this one.
I've also got Philly winning, and I've got the most important player for Philly as being Tobias Harris, and he's going to go off tomorrow, and it's going to be a change in the series. You watch it happen right here, right now. Tobias Harris over 20 and a half points. Take that bet. I'm telling you right now.
Brother, no one will bet that. They'll be paying like freaking $17 on 365.
And I'm telling you. Take that bet.
My key thing is I just don't think these New York role players are going to hit shots the same like they were in New York. But we proved me wrong. Josh Hart, I've been praying on his downfall. Hopefully the downfall prayers have
finally been paid off. It'll be torrential in Philly, bro. I wouldn't want to play there in game three. Fuck that.
If you're the Knicks, you go into these away games and you go, okay, we just need to win one. We just need to win one. I reckon
I feel bad for Josh Hart. This could be the one. These two games in Philly could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, because the 48-minute games, buddy, time's up, over now, it's coming. I'm telling you, he's going to break down at some point in time. If he plays 48 minutes in Philly, it could be a GG's. But let's move on to the last game of the day, the Nuggets and the Lakers. Who do you guys got for that?
Nuggets.
I'm going the Lakers.
And who you got, Ethan?
Denver. And I've got a little note next to it saying, fuck the Lakers.
Nice.
I've also got Jokic triple-double.
Jokic triple-double. That's a good call, man.
$5 on Bet365. Jokic triple double and Nuggets win.
Jeez. I want the Lakers to win, but I'd rather the Nuggets win so that we can just get this done over and over with. So give me the Nuggets. I'll be there making another TikTok that's going to be viral again. So when the Lakers lose, so it's all right.
Jamal Murray hits another game winning shot like that. I'm gonna be so happy because. I just want to see it. I love that.
The way that you're talking, buddy. The way that you're talking, like you're not a fan of a team that just got sunned yesterday. Just keep in mind. Just keep in mind your team was getting fathered yesterday. All right.
Look, I'm aware that the Clippers may have lost one game to Luka making it pretty much all of his shots. Okay, cool. Let's see how you guys reach the series. It's not going to happen. Clippers are going to body that guy. Don't worry about that.
He shot 11 for 26. He did not make all his shots.
Bro, that every shot that he was taking out from the perimeter that was contested or ones that he was just going, oh, yeah, and just shot it, he made them. And he doesn't do that all the time.
Luke is clutch, bro, whereas the Clippers are not.
Well, Kawhi's first game back didn't have as good of a game.
No, it's not about Kawhi, bro. It's about Kawhi. It's about Paul George.
PG going to the Knicks next year. Don't worry about that.
Damn, give us all. I maybe want to see that. Maybe. So that's everyone's predictions for the first batch of Game 3s, which, yeah, will be coming your way Yeah, tomorrow, and then we'll have some more on Saturday. So fun times ahead. Then looking in now, trivia. Who's got our trivia sauce today? Is it you, Trey Mitchell?
Yep. And today's trivia is NBA players have scored 50 points in a playoff game.
Oh wow, that's good. Fuck.
Is it current or anybody?
All time.
All right.
Who's going first?
I think the league leader should go first. Myself.
Oh, that's me.
No, you should start from the bottom and work your way up.
Yeah, we'll start from the bottom. We'll start from the bottom.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Okay. Yep. So I'll go with one of the greats of all time, Michael Jordan.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James.
Boom. Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley, yep.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, yep.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, yep.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, he's not on my list.
What do you mean, bro? Larry Bird scored 50 in the playoffs. Come on now.
I'll search it up.
In the meantime, Ethan, you can go.
Oh, is that me? Yeah, I'm going to take Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor did.
Whose turn is it now?
Cheat, I think.
Is it mine? Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain, yep.
Oh, my God. Am I cooking myself right now? Kobe Bryant.
Kobe did.
Larry Bird never scored 50 in a playoff game.
Crazy.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler did.
James Harden.
James Harden, not on my list. I don't think he did.
Jimmy Giannis.
Giannis did.
Give me Karl Malone.
Karl Malone did.
Me, George Gervin.
No.
And yeah, also, man, to clarify, James Harden didn't.
Who said Harden?
I did.
All right, Seth. Give me Devin Booker T. Washington.
Huh?
Booker.
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
No.
Crazy.
Give me Paul Pierce.
No.
Wow. Jed,
Give me Allen Iverson.
Yep.
Finals, baby.
Give me Hakeem Olajuwon.
No.
Wow. That is crazy.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Nah, he never got one.
No Shaq.
How many is there to go?
Quite a few.
By the way, Hakeem's playoff career high, 49. Give me David Robinson.
No.
Give me Tracy McGrady.
No.
In a playoff game? Bro, you have to play playoff games to give 50 points.
He was dominating the first round. The king of the first round.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray did.
Who else?
Ethan's cooking, by the way.
Give me Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki did.
Give me... holy shit. Fuck. Give me... Sorry, Russell Westbrook.
Yep, he did.
Is it me?
Yep.
Klay Thompson.
No.
Give me Ray Allen.
Ray Allen did.
Give me Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard did.
Kyrie Irving?
No, he didn't.
So you said Dame. Give me Rashad Lewis.
No.
Okay, I just take a stab there because I felt like maybe he was up there.
Give me Kim Walker.
No.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum did.
Give me Dwayne Wade.
No.
Give me Carmelo Anthony.
No.
Give me Jaylen Brown.
It's definitely my one. But you go if you want to pay. You want to go again? Can I have Kevin Love?
No.
Donovan Mitchell. I'll check for you. Just keep going.
Give me Joel Embiid.
What's that? Sorry, P?
Joel Embiid.
No, he wasn't on my list.
Donovan Mitchell's playoff career high is 57.
Yeah, he has.
Is that me? Who's go is it?
Yeah, I think so. It's your turn.
Oh, sweet. Can I go with Magic Johnson?
No.
Can I go DeMar DeRozan?
DeMar DeRozan, no.
Give me Kareem.
No.
Wow.
Give me Reggie Miller.
No.
Give me Isaiah Thomas.
Which one?
The little one.
They're both little. Which
one? Okay. Yeah, the one that's still playing.
Yes.
Give me Isaiah Thomas, the older one.
No.
Give me Joe DeMars.
What?
How many goes do you get?
Yeah.
We need some clues because we're going to take forever on this.
Yeah. P's all-time most hated player has scored 50 points.
Who do I hate the most?
You hate this guy with a passion.
Chris Paul.
Bradley Beal.
Okay, not Chris Paul.
No, that's the guy who I hate the most.
Okay, he's up there. You had a rant about him.
Oh, my God.
Paul Anthony Towns.
He's actually related to Tracy.
Julius Randle?
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. Who said that, Jed?
Yep.
Wow.
Another clue. Keep him firing.
Was D. Wade in there? Did anyone say D. Wade?
Yeah, Ben said.
Yeah, you've said D. Wade and he's not.
Wait, try and guess him again, P, on your next turn.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
If you heard this guy's name, you'd think he's always tired.
I love Trey's clues because they never make any sense.
Oh, give me LaMarcus Aldridge.
No.
Give me Brandon Roy.
No.
CJ McCollum.
There's three Bobs that you don't have.
Bob Pettit. Bob McAdoo.
Bob Cozy.
I said two of them. Oh, that's John Havlicek. John Havlicek.
I said Cozy.
I got three just then, bro. I had Pettit, I had McAdoo, and I had Havlicek.
P had McAdoo, Pettit, Ethan had Cozy, and
bro,
P
also I said Pettit.
Oh, give me World Be Free.
Give me Unsell.
Give me Tiny Archibald.
No, that's not it. Give me George Mikan.
No. What did you say, G?
Alex English.
No.
Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett.
No. This guy Jerry scored West. 50 last season.
In the playoffs.
Oh, Trae Young.
Luka Doncic.
No. Luka didn't make the playoffs. One of the greatest playoff runs you'll ever.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler did.
I already said him.
Yeah, Ethan Drew said it.
Nikola Jokic.
Bingo.
Kawhi Leonard?
No.
High school is 45, bro. Come on.
Brandon Roy. Oh, Joe Johnson.
No.
Fucking hell. Oh, Chauncey Billups?
No. This player
Reggie Miller?
Warriors back in the 80s.
Tim Hardaway.
Oh, Rick George Barry. Johnson. Rick Barry.
Rick Barry. Yep.
Damon Stoudemire?
No.
Murray Stoudemire.
This guy is very tired. If he's not very tired, what is he?
He's sleeping. Fat lever.
What'd
Sleepy
you say?
eyes.
What'd you say first, Jed?
Fat lever.
No. You said something
Was
before
I,
that.
did I say it? I forget what I said.
You said sleepy, didn't
Yeah, sleepy. I don't
Yeah.
know his name though.
Sleepy
Is
is
it
what
Sleepy
Sleepy
last
Johnson, whatever his name
name?
is.
Was that?
What's Sleepy's last name?
Oh, Sleepy Smith. Sleepy Jones.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Bro.
Dante Jones. Hedo Turkoglu.
No,
Is it
Sleepy.
Johnson?
Okay. He's got the first name of one of the greatest boxers ever.
Oh, Floyd Smith Sleepy. Muhammad Sleepy.
Sleepy Floyd, I'll give it to
Let's
you.
go, baby.
Bro, I get it for saying Sleepy if he's getting it for saying Floyd after you said great one of the greatest
Bro, you guys
boxers.
can even name
Well,
a boxer. You guys are probably gonna
okay.
name.
Well, nah. Could, if I
Not a
get
South African.
his actual name is Eric, so surely I get it. It's Eric Floyd.
Oh, bro, didn't even
Sleepy
know, bro.
like
Bro, didn't
that.
even know who
You
he
said
was.
Sleepy Eric.
No, Eric Floyd is his name.
Didn't. You still weren't gonna get it.
Yeah, bro, thought it was Pink
Yeah.
Floyd, to be
How
fair.
many left? What
The only
about?
person to win Finals MVP that lost.
Oh, Jerry West.
I
There we
already
go.
said that. I already said Jerry West.
Nah, didn't hear it, bro.
I didn't hear Jerry West, sorry.
I already
Cam
said it.
Jones.
What do you mean? I said Jerry. You
Bingo,
know I
Jet.
said Jerry West too. Look at
What are
you.
you talking about? I didn't hear him say Jerry West. What's this guy talking about, bro? Look at him. This guy is talking like he said
He
Jerry
said
West. I said it in the trailer. Like, no.
greatest,
What do you
arguably the greatest dunker of all time.
mean?
Sean
Wilkins.
Kemp. Huh?
John Kemp. Dominic Wilkins.
Yeah. Dominic Wilkins.
Oh,
Sean
yeah.
Kemp, mate. He couldn't even fucking hold the ball properly.
Last guy, I believe he played for the 76ers in like the 80s. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. I think he made top 75. Could be wrong.
Julius Erving.
I don't think you're even gonna get it, to be honest.
Moses
Give him
Malone.
the clue.
He's got the last name of the first overall pick in 2021. No.
Barry Cunningham. Barry.
Billy?
No. Huh?
Billy Cunningham? Billy Cunningham?
Billy Cunningham. There you go, Jed.
Billy Cunningham.
And
My
that's
God.
it.
Billy
I shall
Bob.
tell you the scores.
Well,
Who do you guys think won?
I think Ethan might have won that too, though.
I think PMAV.
Yeah, so the person with the loudest voice won today on 12 points. P. Second, Jed. And third, Ethan.
Fuck, what?
I swear
Yeah.
Ethan got to be fair though, to be fair. Yeah, he got that's that, I was like, bro, he got his questions, man. Ethan.
Ethan was cooking in the start, and then like P was like Peter McAdoo, have legit, and he got like just jumped straight ahead pretty much after that.
I just got carried by
Oh.
the clues. I'm not gonna lie to you. I got carried by clues. If it wasn't for the clues, I wouldn't have been up there.
Yeah. Oh, it happens, mate. You can't get them all. I'm getting better though. I'm getting better.
But yeah, that's another W, brother. Chalk it up. That's eight wins in the bag. Shout out the gang. Let's go. So that's eight for me, seven for Trey, six for Jed. He's on his way back though. Ethan's nearly getting up here. So next time, I think I might be on trivia next time, so that's all right. But yeah, that is episode 26 of the Dunk Dynasty podcast in the books. And make sure you keep in. Wait, what do you call it? What was I gonna say? Make sure you stay tuned to see all the episodes that are gonna be coming out every single day. Again, we appreciate all the support. We see it on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. TikTok just reached 50 followers, so shout out. Facebook is well ahead, over 100 now. We're trying to get our Instagram up to 50, 100. We want to keep it going, so keep supporting, keep sharing the podcast with your family, your friends, your colleagues, anyone who you think is gonna like or want to hear about more basketball news, all the good stuff from us. And again, listen in to the beginning of the podcast where I talk about the giveaway, how you can go in the draw to win a jersey. And again, we'll be back tomorrow for more content. So, fellas, we are signing out. We'll see you on episode 27, Dunk Dynasty Podcast, over and out. Outro music, do your thing.